This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden met with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is still reeling after protests over Jacob Blake's shooting, Biden said the country is finally getting ready for change.
This is not who we are.
Biden says he spoke on the phone with Blake, who is hospitalized, and met with his family, later telling a community meeting he wants to find common ground, contrasting his visit with that of President Trump, who was in Kenosha 2 days ago and did not mention Blake. Biden heard from activist Portia Bennett, who says black people have been shown for years, they just don't matter.
I see it, I live it.
Biden says he'll fight for change.
There's certain things worth losing over. And this is something worth losing over if you have to, but we're not going to lose.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The White House is denying that President Donald Trump's comments urging voters in North Carolina to vote by mail and then try to vote again in person to test the mail-in ballot system this year are aimed at undercutting the presidential election. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted the president has fought hard for an election system that is fair and free from fraud or abuse.
So what Democrats want you to do is say, trust us, but don't verify. Don't verify that your vote's been counted. This president's trying to enfranchise Americans, which is exactly what he's been saying. He wants every American to have a vote.
The president claims, without evidence, that the November 3rd election will be awash in fraud because so many voters will mail in their ballots to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus at polling sites. For more,